You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. It's just about 25 minutes after the top of the hour, and my next guests are from the Juno Jumpers. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got Adela, Jack, and Brayeth here in the studio, and their coach, Leslie. Starting with Adela, how long have you been jumping?
I've been jumping for, probably 8 years, and I've been on the team for 5.
Wow, you're a long timer. How about you, Jack?
I've been jumping for 7 years, and I've been on the team for 4 years.
Brayeth?
I've been jumping for 6 years, and I've been on the team for 3.
Wow, you guys have all been on, like, been doing this a long time.
You can ask me.
And how long have you been a jumper, Leslie? Coach Leslie?
26 years.
Wow. Well, you've got them all beat then.
Yeah, well, of course. So I think I was only I jumped competitively for 14, I think.
Wow.
But yeah.
I'm so impressed. And you're all here to talk about your New Year's show, the quote, biggest public performance of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that to date, or will it be next January before you have another big public performance?
Well, we normally do our show at the end of our season, which is at the end of April. So this is the first time we're doing a New Year's show. So if it works out for our season better this way, then this will be what we'll be giving the community every year, I think.
So what does a Juno Jumpers performance entail? Do you jump to any music? Do you different routines?
Yeah, we have like things called group routines where there's about 5 to 10 of us out there, and we're all jumping to a song that goes with the routine, and we're all doing the same tricks. And then we have things called single vrees where you're out there alone with your jump rope. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you want, what else is there?
We do a thing called Traveler where about 6 people come out with no ropes, and there's a jumper who jumps each person and they do like tricks with it.
Wow. Jack, how many triple unders can you do?
0, honestly.
Who can do the most on the team?
Oh, on our team, probably Garrett or Kaya.
Out of you three, who can do the most?
Probably me, but that's not very many.
our more elite jumpers, I think, are doing around 50 to 100, depending on the round and the day.
Goodness.
And yeah, but the record's up in, the world record, I think, is closer to like 600 or something crazy like that.
And for our listeners, what is a triple under? Do you want to explain it?
A triple under is where the rope goes under you 3 times.
So, in one jump.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard. So where have you guys competed?
Well, we compete every year for regionals. And so that goes either in Fairbanks or here or in Sitka. But it's usually in Fairbanks because they have such a big team. And then
we have national competitions, which can be, usually it's in Texas, Florida, or California, but last year it was in Wisconsin, so that's cool.
Are you planning to go to the World Championship?
Well, that's a good question, actually, that we're all talking about right now. There's a big shift happening in the sport globally. There's a big push to get it into the Olympics. Numbers have been thrown out there. 2028 possibly has been on the table. But organizations are kind of collapsing and combining, and they're trying to get a unified judging system that's used all across the sport throughout the world. There's about 4 different ones that are 4 different types of competitions that are going on right now. So there's a push to get a unified competition with feeder, like regional and national level feeder competitions. And it's actually, in real time, it's all sorting itself out. So this year we're actually taking a break from competition this summer and focusing our energy elsewhere. And then we'll probably be training for Worlds starting next year.
Oh my really gosh, exciting. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Wow, well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Jumpers, back to you guys. What is your favorite routine or your favorite trick? And we'll start with you, Adela.
My favorite routine is probably Footloose, which is one of our quicker, harder routines that's fun to do.
Can you describe it a little bit?
I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Well, it's to the song Footloose, and yeah. And it's really, really high paced.
Yeah, it's fast, and then you do a lot of, like, our jumps are kind of, it's on beat with the song, and then you have, like, jumps where they're, like, saying, like, words to it, and you're doing tricks that kind of describe the words and like that.
Oh, I see. So what you're doing goes along with the lyrics of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Jack, how about you? What's your favorite routine or your favorite trick?
My favorite routine is probably bongo, which is kind of like, it's kind of like a jungle feeling music. And so, like, it's kind of a fast, but it's not as fast as Footloose or anything. And so, like, it's a really fun routine to do. And, like, what we're doing in the show this year is we'll be doing formations while we're doing all the tricks. So, like, we'll do, like, a diagonal line and then a straight line and then windowing and all that stuff.
All these terms. What's windowing?
So we'll start in a, like, single line and then, like, half of the people will come back. And so it could be, so you'll see everybody. So nobody would be, like, two by two. It'd mm-hmm. be one by one, but some people are more behind.
Okay. I gotcha. Brayeth, what's your favorite routine or your favorite trick?
My favorite routine is black and gold because there's different levels. So, like, there's different, like, levels of hardness, and it's a fun routine.
So anybody can answer this one. How do you become a Juno jumper? Is it pretty competitive? Are there tryouts?
Yeah, there's tryouts.
Yeah, well, yeah, anyone can become a Juno jumper. We gain interest in the satellite programs throughout
right,
the
district. Right, that's when the like kids can start in the grade schools, right?
Right, so I think there's four satellite programs right now at different elementary schools, and they each one is a little basically whoever's running the program can do what they want with it, but then if the kids are interested enough, they can come to our tryouts in October that span three different Sundays. So they come, they meet the team, the Juno jumpers are there every Sunday, all of them, to lend hands to the kids learning the different requirements, and then after the third Sunday, if they've passed off all the requirements, they're on the team.
Oh, that's cool. Did all of you start in a satellite program?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's a good way to start. So I heard from our resident jumper alumnus, Annie B., that jumping,
I jumped with Annie. Yeah.
That jumping can be pretty acrobatic. It includes, like, backflips and cartwheels. Do you guys see that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we're not quite as good as the gymnastics, but we do, like, round-offs and cartwheels, and we have things called frogs, which is, like, you jump into a handstand, and then you have to jump yourself coming down, so that was hard. Yeah.
That sounds really hard.
Especially when you throw it into something like a double dutch, where, so for those of you who don't know what double dutch is, there's two turners of long connecting ropes. So there's two long ropes connecting between two people, and they spin the ropes alternatively, and then they have somebody jumping in the middle. I'm using my hands to explain.
It's not, okay.
Not helping on the radio. But then you throw the acrobatic tricks in there, and you have three people involved in the timing of it all, and it can get very, very complicated.
You paint a lovely picture with your words, Leslie. Do you guys do freestyle routines as well? Do you have a specialty? All three of you have a freestyle routine?
Yeah.
Do you do it to, like, a certain song?
Usually it's random each time.
Yeah. If you make it to Grands at Nationals, which is, like, the second competition at Nationals for the kids who did well at Nationals, you have a song that you do it to. But normally competing, you don't jump to a song.
Okay. Well, I have learned so much about jump roping, but you guys really wanted to come on the show to talk about your show this Saturday, January 12th, 7 p.m. at Auk Bay Elementary School. So what do you want our listeners to know about that show? Why should they come out?
Well, it's a quasi-New Year's show. It's the 12th. Let's just say if your resolutions didn't get off to a good foot this year, you can come and re-celebrate and start anew with us.
Because there will be a jump-off, is that right?
Yes, there will be there'll be ropes for people to jump around with before and during intermission. But then, yeah, there'll be a jump off. You can bid on our jumpers, and that's a really big fundraiser for us, and a lot of fun for the audience as well.
And we can see some of these like tricks and routines that you guys have been describing and talking about at that show.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to be doing yet? Can you tell people a little bit about what they'll see if they come?
Well, they'll see all the group routines that we described earlier, and we'll see a lot of single freeze. And me and Adela and our teammate Kelsey will be doing a double dutch, although that probably won't be very good.
Don't say that. It says here that you're putting together a three-wheel routine. What's a three-wheel routine?
A three-wheel routine is where there's three people and you have three ropes. And you kind of, like, switch handles with each other. So your ropes are off, and the people on the outside are kind of doing a swimming motion. And on the inside, people are, like, together. They're swinging their ropes together, and it makes, like, a cool three-rope thing.
So hard to explain.
So people are just going to have to come and see it for themselves this Saturday, January 12th at 7 o'clock, Ock Bay Elementary School. What else do you guys want to say about the show or about Juno Jumpers?
Well, in the beginning, we're going to do a glow rope routine where the ropes light up and it's all dark and you can't really see what the jumpers are. So all you can see is the ropes. And we choreographed a routine to music to it with double dutch. And yeah.
It sounds like so much fun. I know it's a lot of hard work for you guys, too. So congratulations on being a jumper for so long and getting ready for your show this weekend.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Have a great time on Saturday.